Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is September the 1st, 2020, and I have the honor to have Jim Fetzer on with me, Professor James Fetzer, ex-Marine, a whistleblower. Now, Jim, so for the sake of my audience here, I haven't posted anything for a week. I had a radio show last Friday, Saturday, with several people, and I couldn't get it up. I had to move, folks, so those of you listening wondered what's going on, even in the trunk of the car. Yeah, you have the communications. Now I'm back in action. It's Sunday, September the 1st. We have an election next Tuesday. And I think it's really important for everybody to get out and vote, and everybody, patriots, militias, go out and monitor the voting booths and make sure that voter intimidation by Black Lives Matter and by Antifa and other Democratic radicals, Democrats, doesn't happen to people in line. Just go sit in the parking lot. If it does, call the police and make a citizen's arrest. It's called voter intimidation. It's against federal law and state law. That's it. Now, Jim, you've been on top of all the stuff pertaining to Hunter Biden. I've heard it all week from listeners and intelligence sources calling me and stuff, but I haven't been able to post, folks, because of being down. I moved, finally, with the help reduce my cost. Here's the point. I've heard all these rumors about Hunter Biden's wife, current wife, killed his first wife. I knew they killed his first wife in a rollover car crash, because I was told by a super spook to neutralize Biden years ago in a son. That's a hit. It's turning out, rumor around, that it was his wife, current wife. Then you've got all these rumors of Hunter Biden and the Chinese connection, which there's a document up there, Patrick Fung, and I'm well aware of that crowd. That's Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas. That's Iran-Contra. That's tied to Hillary Clinton and the Rolls Law Firm and the Chinese trusts. But the one trust in particular, folks, Global Crossing, the Panama Canal, that's Daddy Bush and Milman in Denver. Now, that's the kind of stuff Hillebeast was doing. Foreign trust, setting them up. Because, and then she passed Norman Brownstein, one of the two AFEC directors on the board of Silverado Savings. That's Patrick Fong that's appearing in all this Chinese connection, from what I've heard of Hunter Biden. Well, that goes back to Lipple Group, Worthington Bank, Little Rock, Arkansas, also known, and I believe 95 to 97, correct me if I'm wrong on date time, Jim, that ties to the Lincoln bedroom scandal at the White House under Clinton, selling secrets to China for contributions. No, selling them for money. Now, this Fong's a dangerous character. And if this is all true, they sold a lot of shit, a top secret stuff. And we've got China problem that happened. Kansas University out there in Manhattan here about 9 months ago where they arrested a professor for espionage, Chinese professor. We have the Harvard lab connection with the Chinese once again and tied in with Soros and his lab. So there's always espionage going on. But this Lipple Group and this Patrick Fung need to be shut down, U.S. intelligence. It needs to be shut down. Dangerous to America. Now, Jim, I hear Biden's tied to all this stuff. It's Hunter Biden.
All of this. The situation has gone far beyond what you're describing. The Biden laptop has been a bonanza. It could be described as a laptop from hell. There are 40,000 emails there. They portray all kinds of corrupt activities between Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, his brother Jim Biden, the Biden crime family in Iraq, in Russia, in Ukraine, with China. It's massive. It's overwhelming. I'm doing repeated reports about it. Rudy Giuliani, who has given a copy of the contents of the laptop, is making one report after another. If you go to JimTheConspiracyGuy.com, I'll be doing the third of my reports about the revelations from the laptop today from 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time this evening, Stu. It's massive.
Okay, now I'll hook up your website, because I'm back in business today, even though I'm not unpacked or any of that stuff. Won't be for a couple weeks, the way it looks. But I'm back in action, because I want to see Trump reelected. And I don't want to see this country go to hell. And I know that we're going to have a lot of problems. Now, give me a short version, and I want to talk about a couple other things real quick, but give me a short version of what the Hunter Biden laptop showed. I hear he was screwing kids.
Stu, it shows massive corruption. It shows deep entanglement with China. It shows all kinds of corruption. You got photographs of Joe Biden with a Ukrainian oligarch that he claims he never even met. You got photographs of Hunter Biden asleep in bed with a crack pipe hanging out of his mouth. You got photographs of Hunter Biden where he's smoking crack while he's getting a foot job. You got photographs of Hunter Biden in bed with two young girls who appear to be the Obama daughters, too. It's that bad.
Oh, man. Okay, now, I mean, the things I've heard from the women, they've gone nuts because they see these videos, they go up, and then they come down. Now, where's a lot of this stuff sparked at of this whistleblower that released this laptop? Where most of them barked? I see that Google, that, you know, they sent text me something this past week, and then it'd be gone a day later.
Stu, I'm recapturing any number of these things on my site. The liberal media has gone crazy trying to exclude all this stuff. Twitter has been, deleting tweets that even refer to it. The YouTube's been taking them down right and left. Google's been restraining the searches. They're trying to suppress it because it's so massive. The director of the FBI, Christopher Wray, turns out to be implicated in the contents of the laptops, and that's why the FBI has had it for 10 months and hasn't made a report about it, Stu. It's that bad.
Well, I believe this. And, you know, I support Donald Trump. He's tweeted or made statements over the past week. He's going to get rid of Wray. He's going to get rid of the CIA director as well. And he's going to, now he just announced he's going to get rid of Bill Barr. And that's very wise to get rid of those three stooges. He needs to clean that place up and put patriotic Americans such as yourself and myself in positions to fucking go clean it all up and drain the swamp. That's what he needs to do. Now, he's got Caitlin McEnany. There's been change since she came back to the White House. And Kellyanne Conway is friggin' gone, okay? Kellyanne Conway was a CIA stooge, folks. Now, Jim, we've heard about all this stuff, and you've got it on your website, jimfetzer.com, or jimfetzer.org, which is .com, correct?
It's jamesfetzer.org, the blogs.
Oh, okay.
Jamesfetzer.org. I'm also on Twitter, @jamesfetzer. And then the Jim, the Conspiracy Guy.com. But Stu, I can give you a breakdown of what's about to happen here.
Okay. Give me a breakdown for the listeners, please. Because Jim, you've been on top of this. You stay on top of it. You report like I do. Try to stay into the game. And this past week, I couldn't stay in the game. I had to move. So
Got it, Stu.
Thank you. Give me a rundown. Yeah.
Political Insider had an excellent assessment of the situation by Christopher Barron. Let me give you his take and then explain why it's going to be even better for Trump. A November surprise, Trump and the coming red wave, Christopher Barron. With only days left until the election, it's time for me to make my predictions. In 2016, I predicted a Trump win, accurately predicting he would flip Michigan, but even I didn't see the magnitude of the president's win. I incorrectly thought Hillary would prevail in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. The top line for the president race is it's going to be tight in several key battleground states, but when all is said and done, President Donald J. Trump will be reelected. Here's what my map looks like. Now, this guy gives all the Pacific Coast states, Washington, Oregon, California, and Nevada to Biden. He gives him Colorado, New Mexico, gives him Wisconsin and Illinois, gives him Virginia, New York, and most of the New England states. Now, I think that's wrong. Certainly Wisconsin is not going to go for Biden, but going to go for Trump. But here's the key deal, in my opinion. You could have even the Pacific Coast states, Washington and Oregon, that have been wrought by all the riots and the looting, go for Trump. This would be incredible, but I'm telling you, the rural community was already voting Trump, and now you got half of the urban community distraught over the malfeasance of their own governors and mayors. I'm telling you, Stu, in my opinion, California, even California, could go red. For this will be dumbfounding, but I'm telling you, it is that bad.
The black people out there, I had to have a van moved, and I had to have a tow truck do it. I didn't think that was going to happen, but I had to. That's the point. The guy was black. He gets off, unloads my vehicle, and he says, as we're talking, Harry, he starts talking. He says, man, he said, I don't know how you're going to vote, but he says, I'm going to go vote for Trump. I said, I'm glad to hear that, and we struck up conversation from there. But that is mainstream America, Trump. Go ahead.
Florida Democrats are in panic as the election day approaches. We got to stop the bleeding. They're seeing an insufficient turnout in Miami-Dade. One of the big problems with the Biden campaign is they haven't been doing outreach to people on the ground throughout the summer because of the pandemic. That caused field organizers to flip out because they realized what a disaster that was. While the Trump folks were still doing what they could to reach out to millions across the country. On top of that, Hispanic support for Trump has exploded, outperforming even his 2016 numbers. This is in part because the Democrats have been lurching precipitously towards socialism. Many in Florida, refugees from oppressive nations like Cuba and Venezuela, see all the warning signs and are scared to death of what what the Democrats are doing. Here's what the town hall has to say. Democrats have a big turnout issue in the Hispanic community in Miami-Dade. Hispanic Democrat turnout is only 40%. Republican Hispanic is 57%. This large gap doesn't exist in Broward or Orange County. It's a Miami problem. Here's more. Democrats increasingly worried Minnesota could flip for President Trump. Remember, that's where we had the original rioting. The George Floyd, it was a fake stage murder, but people have taken it seriously. They voted to defund or even abolish the police department. The Atlantic's Peter Nichols reports Democrats estimate there to be as many as 500,000 white residents who didn't go to college, the heart of Trump's base, who were not registered to vote during the last presidential election. Now Republicans are taking pains to find them. Here, former Representative Jason Lewis, the Republican Senate candidate for Minnesota, said during an October 13th appearance on Breitbart, he believes Minnesota suburbs are largely coming back because of the fear for riots and public safety and the Second Amendment, and I think that's our pathway. Trump held a rally in Duluth, Minnesota, where I resided for 19 years, Stu, 1 month ago. And a majority of the attendees were not Republicans. Listen to this. This is why Trump is going to have an overwhelming victory. Our data from the Duluth rally shows real Donald Trump is still bringing in tons of new voters. 60% of the attendees were not Republican. 21% were Democrats. 17% did not vote in 2016. 8.5% have not voted in the last 4 years. This is going to be a huge, huge victory for Trump. Meanwhile, black men and black Americans are increasingly coming over to Trump. Sports columnist Jason Whitlock believes Trump has the momentum with black men in these days of the 2020 presidential campaign. After concluding an OutKick.com interview with Trump at the White House, Whitlock said, I think we've been carrying on a facade for 3.5 years as black men that somehow we can't relate to Donald Trump, that we didn't celebrate him in hip-hop music for decades, that he wasn't friends with countless black athletes, entertainers, celebrities. During the interview, Trump praised black Republican congressional candidate Kimberly Clack and her challenge to incumbent Kui Fumo. Those would be in Maryland. Ice Cube's been scheduled to appear on CNN's Cuomo Prime Time, but it was canceled by the network after he announced he's working with President Trump on his platinum plan for black Americans. The rapper tweeted, so the powers that be canceled my interview on Cuomo prime time tonight. I've actually been banned from CNN for months, so I'm surprised they even asked. Looks like they cannot handle the truth. Stu, what many Americans don't realize is that before the first debate, that we already had reports that the Biden campaign had all of the questions in advance. We also had reports that Joe Biden has had a skull implant so he can get direct transfer of answers to his ear without having to use a wire. More significantly, even we had a report from a staff member that the anti-dementia medication Biden has been taking has the unfortunate side effect of incontinence. So they even have had staff members meetings to debate what style of adult diaper Biden should be wearing so that it won't be visible through his clothing or crinkle when he urinates. I believe Joe Biden has a future after politics making commercials for Depends. They ask for a break every 30 minutes, no doubt to change his diaper, but the Trump people decline. They therefore put out a body double. You can tell it's not Joe Biden because Joe Biden has ears that have an earlobe. In other words, they curl up where they attach to his face. This
now,
guy,
I want to
the
ask
body
something.
Double, the body but, double has an ear that goes straight down. The body double has brown eyes. Joe Biden has blue eyes. The body double has a chin with a significant cleft. Joe Biden's cleft only shows when he smiles. It's very serious what's going on here. I check the body language when they're out with the family. When Joe Biden is with Jill, they're typically hand-in-hand or arm-in-arm. Joe has a big shit-eating smile on his face, and Jill is beaming. When she's with the body double, they're not arm-in-arm, not hand-in-hand. She's looking grim, and he's not smiling. I'm telling you, this is a major scandal. Even if Biden were successful, there would be lawsuits to invalidate the election by virtue of campaign fraud, Stu. It's that bad.
Now, is this the reason Biden, the recent pictures, why we're sitting here doing this radio program? I monitor this Chris Wallace every Sunday morning. I was trained by CIA people, friends. Watch this. It sets the agenda. I'm just sitting here watching while you've been talking, glancing at the TV, and they've had stooges on here, but all they're showing is Biden, 48-43 over Trump, is what is railing the side age of Chris Wallace is saying this morning. And they're showing Biden in all his recent campaign speeches, alert, and he's got glasses on, sunglasses. Is this to cover the color of the eyes, maybe?
Yeah. Trump has actually picked up on it and noticed that he's wearing sunglasses to conceal those new eyes, Trump is aware of it, Stu. You got a mainstream media, including Chris Wallace, who was pathetic. He was a disgrace during the first debate. He might as well have pulled up another podium and stood right beside the Joe Biden double to attack Trump. Where James Woods, who, by the way, was the first to notice the difference in the eye color, that Biden now has brown eyes, whereas Joe had blue, tweeted out that about the first debate that Donald Trump crushed his debate opponent, Chris Wallace, and that there was another guy on the stage mumbling and muttering to himself. Chris Wallace is a disgrace.
He's an Israeli Mossad agent. His father was, 60 Minutes. They've been around for a long time. And they're stooges, the New World Order Satanic Pigs. Now, what else you got to report on today?
Well, I'll tell you, they're starting to pick up on, to learn what's going on with the COVID hoax. We got a report here, it was on Fox News, telling about how 97% of those who are dying are not dying because of COVID, that they've stopped, the CDC and the World Health Organization have stopped keeping statistics on flu and other respiratory diseases. They're lumping them all together as COVID, that Trump is actually calling them out. During a rally in Waterford Township, Michigan, Friday, he said, our doctors get more money if somebody dies from COVID. You know that, right? I mean, our doctors are very smart people. So what they do is they say, I'm sorry, but everybody dies of COVID. We had a state senator from Minnesota, Jepson, who was reporting, he's also an MD, how he was pressured to identify a patient who had died of, as a COVID death when he'd never even been tested. It was he who blew the whistles to and revealed that the hospital were getting $13,000 for every COVID patient and $39,000 for every patient they put on a ventilator. It's disgraceful. So Barack Obama is making a pathetic last-minute effort to support Joe Biden. It's going to be totally unsuccessful. But he's claiming, here's what he said. His closing argument this week is that the press and people are too focused on COVID, Obama said at a rally in Flint, Michigan, where he appeared with Democratic nominee Joe Biden, actually his substitute, his body double. COVID, 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 he's complaining. He's jealous of COVID's media coverage. And now he's accusing doctors of profiting off this pandemic. But Trump is 100% correct. And Obama, the guy is a total fraud. He's going down in flames along with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, too.
I hope that there's a swamp draining, Jim, after this election. Because here's what I believe is going to happen. I think, you know, we're going to see a lot of looting and rioting on the Antifa Black Lives Matter, which are Democratic-supported terrorist organizations. I think we're going to see a lot of that and a lot of this disgruntled. Some of these, this younger generation, it is messed up. And I don't want to go into it, but to be brainwashed this bad because this TV that they've had to put up with all these years and the American people and all this propaganda. I mean, we are the battle zone, in my opinion. And they're already saying it in this Kamala Harris. Oh, yeah, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they're going to continue after the election. Well, we don't need to see some knife-wielding black man go attack a police officer, and then he gets shot and killed or whatever. And that's what I've heard this week that occurred that started, I think, Philadelphia on fire. But I think Catherine Austin Fitz, who was the one that came in and cleaned up HUD, supposedly going to, when I caused the HUD scandal, I didn't even know her. They brought her off of Wall Street. Later, she comes to me, years later, and Al Martin and I and Steven Dinnerstein helped her to try to close the deal. But she had gone up against Kemp, who was the new HUD director who was coming up, football player. And here I'd caused a scandal. She was sent in to clean it up, and years later she comes to me. And years later, all of our names appeared in the book Bushwhack by Yuri DeBanco. It's on AlMartinRawl.com. Here's the point. She's got a report. She's got Solari, S-O-L-A-I-R-E, I think it is, .com. She's been putting out that the reason that they're sending them in there to burn out these small pop businesses is because the Bush Crime Syndicate is going in and buying, which includes Denver, going in and buying up these properties after they've been looted from these small leftover landlords. And they're profiting heavily because they're going in and plan on tearing them down to build new inner city high rises, apartments and stuff for their Agenda 21 crap. You think that's pretty accurate?
No, I think you're right on top of these things, and I can't thank you enough for inviting me to join you, my friend. I think we can look forward to a landslide victory, after which a lot of hammers are going to fall to. I think there's going to be a massive cleanup after this reelection, and the whole fraudulent pandemic is going to be exposed as well, my friend.
You know, Jim, there's one thing about what's going to be the leftover after this election, and it's going to be Antifa, Black Lives Matter, all the rioting and looting that's going to go on. It's going to continue. And we as people, we're going to watch this election, and there's not going to be any changes in Washington, D.C. pertaining to the Congress and Senate. And Daddy Bush has got his West Star satellite system operational, whether he's dead or not. Some say he's in Paraguay down there in a secret underground tunnel with a big aquifer, clean water, best in the world. But E-Systems, Raytheon, our Department of Energy contractor, changes the election booth. And here's how they do it, folks. In Missouri, you go over, and they hand you a ballot, and you take it over and you punch it and all this other, you flip it, and you keep punching on which vote it is. And you take it back and hand it to the gal, and he or she, and they tear it off, and then they hand it back to you, and you put it in the little square box machine, and it counts your votes, and after it's popped out, you take it, and they have you put it in the voting box. That's Missouri. Other places, they came up with electronic voting machines, make it easier for them to change the numbers. All that Westar satellite out of Dallas, Texas, all it has to do, Raytheon Corps, is fly over America and sit there and pop numbers all day long. So here's Donald Trump winning the election as an example. And he's 75% of the votes by noon. The Westar changes the votes. Nobody's seen the votes yet. They change it with the satellite and set it back and make it look like Biden's winning that amount. This is how they do it with congressmen and senators. I knew super spooks that worked out of the place that told me what's going on. Here's an example. The guy that blew away five cops in New Orleans, what was that, about 3 years ago, Jim, something like that? He was from Kansas City. And he went and sat in the chair at Raytheon E-Systems, Dallas, before he went and blew everybody up. And I found out about this. Are you still there, Jim?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. So Raytheon plays a major role in this election. And they need to be looked at and examined before voting day. And I'm hoping everybody that hears this program and hears Jim's will send this stuff to info@whitehouse.gov. info@whitehouse.gov. Send a link because I want the president to know who's screwing him. It's E-Systems, Raytheon, and he can shut that down before election, and it will help him. With that said, you got any other things to say, Jim?
Stu, it's link always up. A pleasure being on with you, my friend. I hope to hell there's no effort. They're going to try to steal it, I agree, but I think the vote is going to be so overwhelming they will be unsuccessful. Remember, 2016, everything was rigged for Hillary, too, and they failed then. The support for Trump is going to be more massive now. You got to appreciate, after the Democrat and the Republican convention, C-SPAN had a phone line for Republicans and Democrats, and everyone who was calling in on the Democrat line was declaring they were going to vote Republican. They had to change it to a Trump-Biden line to get any Biden supporters on the line. There's a massive turnout, but people are not waiting hours and hours in line to vote for Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, too. It's going to be lopsided, landslide, unbelievable.
Now, remember, folks, watch your election booths. Even if you're just a volunteer, go out and volunteer and park in the parking lot of where you go to vote. And watch for Black Lives Matter, a Tifa, or somebody harassing voters in the line. Call the police. It's called voter intimidation. We want to stop this. Second, Jim, I want to add something. I heard from a couple of listeners, early ballots, people already voted for Biden, are going back and saying they want to change their ballot to Trump now since all these Biden revelations came out.
It was trending on Twitter. How can I change my vote, Stu? How can I change my vote? Yes, you're 100% correct.
Oh, this is fabulous. This is fabulous.
Can't thank you enough, my friend. Can't thank you enough.
I thank you, Jim. Jim Fetzer, or jamesfetzer.org, folks. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Jim. It's always
Thanks,
my pleasure.
Dude.
Have a good one.